Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, a stereotype is defined as a widely held but fixed and oversimplified image of an idea or particular type of person or thing. Now, as a black man, I'm sure I have never, ever been stereotyped, ever. But everyone else? Sure, of course. Take the entire state of Florida, for example. We all know about Florida. They've inadvertently given us Florida Man, which we use to describe any guy from Florida who does something just weird or idiotic, like the man who swam in an alligator-infested waters. Well, he ended up losing his life. Not because of the alligators attacked him, you see, but because when he got out of the water, he decided to charge armed cops with a pair of garden shears. Because that's something that people in Florida choose to do, and it's hard to get more Florida man than that, except maybe the other guy. In Florida, he was arrested after a stabbing, because he stabbed a bull shark. And he stabbed the bull shark because the bull shark, in his eyes, had stolen his fish. Ah, Florida. Now, sometimes you can be the stereotype of yourself. Take Tom Cruise. He just earned his first Guinness World Record. And because it's Tom Cruise, his record, of course, relates to stunt work. And earlier this week, a tourist at Yellowstone gored by a bison after he got too close. Because walking up to bison just seems to be the thing to do if you're a tourist at Yellowstone. Or how about Canada being downright Canadian? They canceled a televised political debate so they could show a hockey game. But look, today we're talking stereotypes. Blondes, redheads, tall, short, your job, you name it. Everything has a stereotype. And every once in a while, you pretty much prove everyone's point. Or you've lived up to the stereotype that people already have about you. So today's question, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration, is what do you do that perfectly fits your stereotype?
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to themensroom@KISW.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Oh, tell us, away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,337. What a large and a charged program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat, the exciting return of Ted versus the FCC. And although Steve and I, not the latest night, last night, I know you have stuff going on with the kids all weekend long.
Well, we had to rescue orphan puppies.
Yeah, that's what I did. Yep. So we didn't work too long. Lo and behold, a pretty good session of coming up with some tongue twisters for Ted. We came in today and got email from
a
D-man.
I don't want that puppy back, by the way.
Oh. You don't want it back?
There's a reason I just orphaned it.
So you got a problem with three-legged puppies.
Yeah, that's it. You found it.
If I've even told me, I don't want Ted's sympathy. I want a leg.
I was promised a four-legged puppy.
Jesus. First thing that comes to my mind is an Alice in Chains.
What else comes to mind when you think of a three-legged dog?
A D-man.
Don't answer that.
Yes.
The guy we used to work with.
Okay. D-man sends us a Ted versus the FCC, and it has to do with Twyla. And she likes to squat and twirl her taut curly locks.
Oh.
Yes.
Hey, Twyla.
So we're going to get twirly and curly and all that with Twyla coming up on Ted versus the FCC at 4:35. What else do we have for you today? We're going to drink and toast the weekend with a shot of the day that is Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
This is your fault.
And we celebrate a couple days on a Bad Choice Friday. So today is Friday the 13th. Okay. Ooh. Now, not only is today Friday the 13th, it is the only Friday the 13th of the year.
Correct.
So that's it. A month has a Friday the 13th only if the month begins on a Sunday. That's only happening once in 2025.
All right.
So the next Friday the 13th will be February of next year. For what it's worth, a poll found that a majority of Americans don't really care about the date. When people were asked, do you think Friday the 13th is an unlucky day? 80% said it's probably or definitely not unlucky. Men are twice as likely as women to believe that Friday the 13th is unlucky. They're also likely to consider themselves more superstitious overall than women are. Okay. So Friday the 13th, the only one. Do you guys have any thoughts on Friday the 13th if it pops up on the calendar? Or is it just, to me, it's always a Friday.
So it's Friday.
I have no bad feelings about Friday ever.
Nope, it's Friday.
I enjoy the campiness of it being Friday the 13th.
I enjoy the stuff associated with it. But it's like Halloween. I'm not actually scared of someone dressed like a ghost, but you have fun that day, right?
Yeah.
I subscribe to the theory that a few cops have told me that for some reason, full moons and Friday the 13th, people act different.
I'm on the full moon tip. So for some reason, back to conspiracy theories, we were talking about off the air.
I did some research on that recently for something separate from this, but there's no uptick. Like people, they might act weirder, but arrest records and all the rest of that from around this country anyway. Can't speak around the rest of the world. It said it's no particular.
So my cop friends are liars?
No, it's just perception.
Yeah, whatever they do.
The number of arrests, and for as many years as they've been, 20, 30 years, they're like, There's no substantial increase unless the full moon happens on a weekend, but that correlates with what people do on weekends, but not the full moon itself.
So superstition, in a way, sports are huge on this.
Sure. Baseball.
Yeah, baseball's big. It exists somewhat in football, believe it or not, depending on the team.
Does.
So like the Cowboys, they thought that they were a worse team wearing their blue away uniforms because they wear white at home.
Yeah.
Turns out their record was actually better when they wore blue as their jersey compared to when they wear white at home.
Because typically the team that they were going to play would wear their white jerseys, forced them to wear blue because they knew the Cowboys had this thing. But those teams weren't very good, and that's why they thought something like that might help. Good teams are like, wherever the hell you want, we're going to shellac your ass.
Right. The Washington team will always wear white at home when they play Dallas.
Always.
Correct.
Always.
I remember, like, when I was in high school, our school hadn't lost, like, five. They had won, like, five football championships in a row. Then they got, like, these all-blue unis for the playoffs, and that class two ahead of us, they lost. And then the next year they lost. And I'm pretty sure the coach was like, we're never wearing all blue again.
Yeah. Well, you hear NFL coaches bitch about it now because the NFL forces that dumbass color rush thing for all the teams that wear those extremely ugly costumes. But some of the teams, they just have a losing record when they wear them. So the coaches are like, well, I'm not saying I'm superstitious, but I'm lobbying the NFL to allow my team to not wear them. Like, because you're superstitious. You say wearing these uniforms bring you bad luck. You're superstitious.
So, Friday the 13th today, and then, of course, on Sunday, we have Father's Day. Now, Google took a look at some things that people are planning to do and gifts on Father's Day. So, the top things to do with dad or things that people are looking into doing with dad include going to car shows over the weekend, if there's a good comedy show in town, definitely hitting up a barbecue, either going to a barbecue or doing one at home, amusement parks, go-kart rides, aquariums, going to beer tastings and beer halls and doing beer tours. A lot of dads, believe it or not, like to go to brunch with the family. And also massages are on the list of things that dads do. Now, as far as what dads are getting, grills, cutting boards, watches, for some reason, tennis shoes and swim trunks. Please don't buy dad that. That's a very personal item to buy. Golf bags, sunglasses, personalized socks, those are perfectly fine.
Sure.
But those are the things that the dads are getting and doing on Sunday. So we're going to represent both today on a Bad Choice Friday. So representing Friday the 13th, we have Stevie Wonder. God, that's a great tune.
It is, man.
I mean, that's one of the greatest songs ever.
Hell yeah.
Stevie Wonder and Superstition. So who do you think would represent Father's Day?
Who indeed?
The Kings of Dad Rock?
Oh, no.
That would be Creed.
Oh, you're feeling it, Ted.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's lower lips coming out.
Makes you want to brown out.
The underbite.
The New Balances are starting to get comfortable.
Oh, man. Hey. Crank that out, man. What was the...
You said when she goes, did you like it? And it's empty. That plate's empty. You go, I obviously hated it.
What was that cheesy-ass video we watched from Creed yesterday in the office? What was that tune?
That's One Last Breath.
Oh, my God. You want to have some entertainment, man. Watch that video.
You don't remember One Last Breath, Miles?
I just don't remember the video. I've never heard of the song, no. So we were watching the video. I'm like, this is...
Oh,
the,
you'll know the chorus.
This is what the corniest... Yeah. Cheesiest thing I have ever seen.
The title of the song already says I would hate it. Like, oh, you're trying to be deep about something. Shut up. And I know, look, I'm judgy, but I'm a cynic. When you're a rock band and you get, every rose has its thorn, your last breath, when the children cry, I don't even have to hear it to go, that's a pile of S.
Yeah. And speaking of stereotypes, which we'll get into on the question, this to me, Creed gets better the more I listen to them. For whatever reason, it's not that I did not like them when they first came out. I just
there was just the whole stigma
just,
around
him. They're just a band, right? Yep. But the more I listen to him later
he was just a D.
Yeah. Well, he had that aspect, too.
Yeah. Right.
But so did Fred Durst.
Yeah.
Do we know that then? Like, I'm trying to think. Do we know Scott Stapp was a D then?
Yes.
Okay, we did.
That was part of why people started hating on him, and then he had, like, a Jesus complex.
Yeah. Okay, right. So when he came into the studio where we used to work in Towson, he was a Christian musician.
Yes.
And I talked to him.
Scott Stapp came in.
I talked to him. Well, I was working at the Colt.
Oh, okay. So, I was like, I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah. So when I talked
to him. We never talked Scott.
Yeah, he was basically just, you know, talking about Jesus.
Yeah.
Which was fine because he was actually very nice. So that's kind of when I started to break the whole Creed hate thing.
Gotcha.
So I was like, why is this guy getting a bad rap? And then I realized, well, he must have done some stuff. But he's turned his life around.
Look, man.
Whatever the hell he's
years
doing.
Ago, my aunt inadvertently interviewed Bill Cosby. Said he was very nice. He's not.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
He knows how to do an interview, but he's not.
So will it be Stevie Wonder, Superstition, or Creed Higher? Vote now if you follow us on X at Men's Room Live. One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink a toast with the shot of the day.
You know, Ted, it's days like these that's not the heat that gets to you.
It's the humidity.
It's the humidity.
Yeah.
Jesus. We're bringing out the dad jokes.
Yeah, we're going to break all that. We're going to use all that stuff today.
I got a ton of dad jokes here, by the way.
Oh, God.
If you want me to whip them out during the show.
It's going to be a bad day.
Just things that dads say.
Dadisms.
Dad, can you make me breakfast? Abracadabra, your breakfast. These are actual things that dad said.
You're damn right, Jim.
Okay, I got more. If anyone asks, I have a question. My dad always responds, does it involve a woodchuck?
All right, somebody, if you haven't eaten in a while and you're a kid, you might, like, let's say I'm your dad. You would say, you haven't eaten, you'd say,
oh, I'm hungry. I'm so hungry.
I'm Ted, nice to meet you.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Do you have holes in your socks? Then how do you put them on? Anytime someone says see you later, my dad says thanks for the warning.
Actually, that's not bad.
Every time I ask him where one of my brothers are, he says the same thing. OS, I forgot them. But they won't tell me where they actually are. A couple more of things that dads say. Actual real dads. When paying with a credit card, every time he says, hope it works, we just found it in the parking lot.
I heard one today. It was when dads try to be tough. There's 10 bad sons of bitches in this town, and 9 of them call me sir.
I did one last Saturday. We were going into a beer garden at the Fish Sticks game.
All right.
The guy sits, I don't know what I said. It was just so dad. Like, as it came out of my mouth, I went, I am very sorry. That's a dad joke. And he's like, it's okay, man. Get in there.
Here's a couple more. Or when the plate is empty. It was terrible.
It was
completely clean. How was everything? Terrible.
Awful.
Yeah. I'm more pissed off than a piano player in a marching band. That's one of my dad jokes. Whenever a server comes by after a meal, do you want a box for the burger? My dad says, no, but I'll wrestle you for the fries.
I'm going to use that one.
Like, what else did he say? Whenever he was doing bills, he was like, yeah, we're so broke, I got a pot to piss in.
My dad does New Year's jokes every year. Happy New Year. Wow, I'm so tired. I haven't slept all year. Or the next day, time to take a shower, kids. You haven't bathed this year yet.
Yeah.
Or whenever someone blows their nose, my dad says, you think it's a cold, but it's not. Another one, my dad says, how many beans are in a can of beans? 239. If there was one more, it'd be 240.
Thank God.
Yeah. Someone says, my dad is Chinese. Anytime he shows someone how to do something easier, he calls it an ancient Chinese secret.
Yeah.
And whenever someone says, in my house, we're going to go take a shower, my dad's response is, be sure to put it back when they're done. One more. My dad will walk outside just to check the weather and say, is it a jacket on day or a...
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Dad jokes.
Oh, yes. You're going to terrorize your poor kids with that one.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Is it a jacket on day? I always come in and say my favorite one is, it's Phil Collins Day. No jacket required.
Hey-o.
Yeah.
Phil Collins, dad jokes.
Is he got a song current. Called
that
No
that album. An album. Yeah, yeah. No jacket required.
I thought you were saying you're going to go to work in a Sousa studio.
There you go.
Wow. Just keep them coming. Mama. Today we're going to talk about the stereotype that perfectly fits you. Now, one thing we know, depending on how you look, you could have a blonde moment. But no one else is having a blonde moment. But because you're blonde,
you get away with it.
You're going to have a blonde moment. And you can say, there's my blonde moment. Because that's part of the stereotype, right?
Just don't say that to a woman you're dating who's blonde. Because then she will say... I'm not a natural blonde.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly.
It's like, that's not, hang on now. It's not a two-way street.
That's right. And they'll call it out. Now, it could be with your profession. Now we know for a fact, and this just happened to me not too long ago. I had a problem with my breaker, all right, in my garage. So I called my buddy up, who was an electrician. He came over. He's been over to my house before, but he's looking at somebody. He's like, now he's looking up at some wiring that's been done in my garage.
Yeah.
And he's like, I got to ask you, man, who did that?
Of course.
And I'm like... you know what? When I bought the house, that was that way. Wow. Like, I had no idea what he was doing. Jesus, man. So the
which
typical
leads
joke
me
is,
to believe, in spite of all the electricians that are out there, none of you know what you're doing.
Correct. So we all know that. We know the first thing out of an electrician's mouth every single time.
I don't know who did this. And you're not wrong, man.
But they didn't know what they were doing.
I wouldn't have done it that way.
That's there's a reason there are stereotypes, because there's a bit of truth behind everything.
And here's the thing, electricians, if we knew what you were talking about, we wouldn't have called you. So an electrician will come to my house, he's like, you see that there? I'm like, sure. And he'll explain why it's wrong. I'm like, bro, you might as well speak Greek to me. Like, if I knew that, right, I wouldn't have called you. I don't know. So it doesn't matter what you say, just fix it.
So based on where you're from, there's a stereotype, more than likely, affiliated with that. There's all kinds of reasons why people can stereotype and judge you. And it's, look,
based on truth. You may or may not fit the stereotype, but there's a big enough percentage of whatever your representation is that there's some truth to
it. Okay, right? So I'm from West Virginia. There's a joke that, you know, we all date our cousins. We don't brush our teeth. We only eat biscuits. When I go to McDonald's for breakfast, I don't get an Egg McMuffin. I don't get a Sausage McMuffin. I don't get a McGriddle. I get a biscuit. I'm from West Virginia. That's what we do. I don't mean to do it. It's just what I do. It's what I order. And it perfectly fits the stereotype of a biscuit-eating West Virginian.
Sure.
Which is what we're made fun of for doing all the time. I mean, seriously. Who used to be called biscuit eaters? Like, if you met someone from Ohio, oh, you're a biscuit eater, aren't you? I was a West Virginian because we ate biscuits, all right? But we always
What's wrong with biscuits?
I feel like it was more about incest and animal sex.
It was. Yeah,
That's what we ran with. I grew up in Maryland.
Yes, exactly.
Deliverance took place wherever, but in everyone's mind, they're like, that's West Virginia because a man got sodomized in the woods. Yeah. And immediately, West Virginia fills that void, in spite of the fact saying, like, that didn't happen in West Virginia.
So we made fun of people from Maryland, all right? People from Maryland don't say G's at the end of ING. So if you're in Baltimore, they'll say, you have a good'un, good'un.
Good'un.
Got good one.
Rhymes with puddin'. Have a good'un, puddin'. Yeah.
You going down, going. No G, going, going, going. You don't say going. Gone. You say going. Gone. All right? So our joke was, Marylanders don't know G's. They can't say them. If it's ING, it can't come out of their mouth. Mm. So they would make fun of the way that we would talk. We were trying to tell them, you don't say your G's. Like, what are you talking about? We're like, all right, well, for example, Ted says Thanksgiving. He does not say Thanksgiving.
He does say Thanksgiving.
So there's no G. So all the G's
but
gone.
You put the emphasis, and the this G's is a gone. Very Maryland thing. It's very, very Maryland. Outside, it's Thanksgiving. But when, actually, the way you say it makes more sense than saying Thanksgiving, right? It's about giving thanks. So you say it the opposite of most people, but outside of Baltimore, I don't hear people say umbrella.
Right.
Most people, it's an umbrella. But if you go to Maryland, everyone, it's umbrella, cement. Because everyone has a cement backyard, because God forbid. Yeah. Right.
And closer in D.C., it's the R's.
Like
my buddy, right? Like, I remember they'd be like, we're going to play a pickup game with our buddy Irk.
Right.
Irk. Right? Or that, you know, or like, we had a teacher, Miss Guerin, but she was Miss Gern.
And I told you this earlier today, Mike, like, in Baltimore specifically, and there's a lot of Williams, but no one knows their name. It's Weem. W-E-E-M. So when I first moved there, and the guy was like, my name's Weem, in my mind, I'm like, that's a weird name. And it's like, it's not, man. It's just Weem. I'm like, Weem? He's like, yeah. And then when I finally saw his name written on a paper, I'm like, William? And he goes, that's what I said, man. Well, Weem.
Then there was the Baltimore tongue twister. Aaron earned.
Exactly.
Yeah. Earn.
Oh, look, man. I go to my buddy Scott's house. I just get riddled because they're all Maryland Terrapins, right? It's all his friend group. It's all frat guys that he knows.
You
know,
all right.
When you're partying around, you're partying with a bunch of Maryland dudes. And they always, you know, they immediately jump on you for the West Virginia stuff. And I'm like, all right, hey, Scott, say ambulance. One time. What's going down the street? Go ahead,
ambulance.
Sam. Ambulance.
Ambulance.
Yeah. Hey, Tim, ambulance. Say ambulance. Ambulance. I'm like, an ambulance. Is an ambulance going to come and save you? You're making fun of me? Ambulance. For real? So today, stereotypes on the program. What do you do that perfectly fits your stereotype? 206-803-ROCK.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK from the Pinky's Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room.
A question, what do you do that perfectly fits your stereotype? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Cheyenne. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
So, as I have shared before, I am a gentleman with cerebral palsy. Now, there are some people in society that believe that some of the treatment that disabled people receive is special and or stereotypical, and they're bothered by it, but it does work out to my advantage from time to time.
Okay.
Like a few years ago when I got to club level for the AFC South Championship in Jacksonville and got to watch the game on the field, basically.
Is that because you were sitting in a handicapped seat?
It's because, like, they didn't have any handicapped seats left, and there was nowhere else for me to go, because walking to the top of the stadium where there was open chairs that night would have been like walking to the top of a monastery, pretty much.
Okay, now wait. Okay. Now, do you play this to your advantage on the regular? So, in other words, you come out to Seattle, you're going to go to a Hawks game, you don't tell them anything about yourself, you get tickets to the 300 level, they see you struggling to get up the stairs, are you hedging your bets, they're going to hook you up with a good spot?
Yeah, and anytime I've gone to a game, that's how it's worked out.
What about concerts? Does it work the same way in an arena?
I either end up in the pit, which I can survive. I've done a lot of pits in my time, believe it or not. Or I end up backstage or on stage, one of the three.
Okay. So
I think you're kind of living a stereotype of a Jaguars fan, too.
What's that?
Well, didn't you say, Cheyenne, I'm not trying to give it to you, but you said you were at the AFC South Championship game. Like, that's just the last season game.
I mean, that's what they call it on TV. Like, that's the
okay. That's the
you don't play in a college conference, bud. That's not a chance. So, you won your division on a regular. Like, so you Jags fans are trying to hype it up.
Yeah, I understand.
Can you sit in the emergency aisle?
Oh, y'all, man.
Can you sit in the emergency seat on an airplane?
No, and I do make them aware of that when that's the situation.
Okay. Do you get to board earlier than everyone else?
Because they never say
yes,
that.
Yes, I do. Uh-huh. I do. That's
so you get to go with the military guys and people with little kids.
They don't say that.
They do.
Do they?
They say people who need, what did they say?
Oh. Assistance.
Additional, yes. Yeah. Physical assistance is how they put it. So either you got cerebral palsy like yourself, you're 95 years old. You know, there's always like the old lady crumpled over in a little wheelchair.
See, to me, it's like a setup. If I see you, Cheyenne, start walking toward the game, I'm like, get the hell back in. You're fine. You don't have a kid. What are you doing, dude?
Now, wait. Now, hold on, Cheyenne, because look, I have no problem cheating the system. So when they say people that need physical assistance, do you have any documentation as proof? Or, I mean, is it just if you had your canes with you, right? Everyone's going to make the assumption, but do you have to prove it?
I mean, you've met me. I've got my walker with me at all times. So.
Right, but I'm saying I can get a walker. All right. So, and I just, for whatever reason, I just want to board the plane earlier, right?
There's people that do that.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Just to get on the plane, or you're not going to leave earlier.
What if you,
you literally just get in your seat?
What if you went to, let's just say that me and you met up in Anaheim and we go to Disneyland? I pay for the ticket, right? And we go in the front of the line, Cheyenne?
Not anymore. They took that away.
For you or for everyone?
Well, for
the escorts,
the way that a lot of the special needs stuff that they had there, yeah.
Okay.
Because right. So many other people are aping the system.
I'm about to say, I feel like that was something that you could do, was like basically rent a buddy that would get you to the front of the line.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. So, good job. You ruined it for Cheyenne, who actually needs the help.
Right. Cheyenne, so a lot like our buddy Tony, have you ever been mistaken as someone who's intoxicated?
From time to time, yeah. And then there's other, like, okay, this isn't necessarily a stereotype, but as long as we're on the subject of things that happen, like, people will come up to me and ask me if, and it does, but they'll come up to me in bars and ask me if everything works. Like, just out of sheer morbid curiosity.
And by everything, they mean your penis specifically.
Yes.
Does cerebral palsy have any impact on your penis?
None whatsoever.
And I don't mean yours specifically. I mean, just as a condition, it has nothing to do.
None whatsoever.
Yeah. I would never think to ask that. Like, if I saw you in a full body cast, I might ask, like, hey, is the string of berries okay?
What is the stereotype of someone from Wyoming?
That would be South Dakota.
Or South Dakota.
And
we go through this every time. And I never remember you.
Exactly. Maybe that's a stereotype. No one can remember where the hell it is.
Well, there's a few. There's like, do you guys have an airport? I've gotten that one, which, yes, where I'm at, we do. And then there's like, do you guys have cars out there? And being a traditionally raised Lakota Native American that lives out here, I'm often asked, do you guys still live in teepees?
Gee, are you serious?
Do it says North Dakota and South Dakota. Is there any rub there? Kind of like, between the two states?
No, I mean, between most states that are close like that, there's some jokes that go around, but there's no general, like, hatred or anything like that.
All right, let me ask you this. Now, I know you've flown out here to Seattle multiple times, but living in South Dakota, have you ever seen a black person?
I have indeed. We have
We have two of them.
A guy. Well, we have an air base that's really close to us.
Oh, see, okay. That doesn't count. The military doesn't count. That does not count. Yeah. I mean, if the base were not there, would you?
And not North Dakota State University.
Right. You take the colleges out. Take a military base for sure. But, like, just day to day, if you're going through South Dakota, you ever run into a black guy? You like, go to the grocery store, and there's a brother walking down the aisle.
My soon-to-be, one of my soon-to-be in-laws is a African-American gentleman. So,
now, does he live in South Dakota? Is he a gentleman?
He does. He does. Yes, he is, and he lives here in town. So.
Huh. I've never been called a gentleman, so I didn't know what status you have to reach to get that, you know what I mean? So what was the rub?
I think that's kind of a stereotype that, like, white people, we do that sometimes.
What's that?
He was just trying to be very polite. Like, actually, he is an African-American gentleman.
Gentleman, yeah.
So what was the rub that separated? Why isn't it just Dakota? Like, what was the difference? Like, South said, nah, we can't be a part of that stuff up north. Like, why isn't it just one big state called Dakota?
Because something went, politically, where you want to split. It's like West Virginia and Virginia.
Right.
Whatever it was. Like, yeah, I'll tell you what. Like,
what was the thing?
Just, we'll do our thing down here. You do your thing up there.
Mike, you mentioned it.
A lot of that stuff, I don't know if Dakota's the same way, but like West Virginia, like, Kansas, Missouri, a lot of it's just civil war.
Right.
What about Carolina?
West Virginia's hate Virginia.
Carolinas were already, they were already established.
Established as North 13, and South. Yeah. Okay.
But we're talking about locations. And you said that, and we know it to be true. If someone is from California, the stereotype is within 60 seconds, 30 probably is the average, they will let you know they're from California.
We've had it on the show.
It's we don't ask. You know, someone will call us, or it happened in my childhood. I was living in California at the time. It has nothing to do with
There's a whole list of these stereotypes, whether you do CrossFit, whether you're vegan, vegetarian. Right. There's a whole...
You have to identify yourself.
And you mentioned Chicago.
Yes, I did.
Because of VD back
then. Yeah, that's true.
And he always brings up Chicago. That's part of being the stereotype of being from that town. And the same with the state of California.
Mm-hmm. I've called him out on it, too.
Well, it's and you're right about the vegans. I feel like vegetarians mention they're vegetarian if you start the discussion of food.
Right.
And that makes sense, right? This is a timely time to bring that up. Vegans, like, the conversation has nothing to delay. What's your sign? I'm Aries. I'm Taurus. I'm vegan.
Right.
Nobody asked.
It comes up in a completely unrelated spot.
And for whatever reason, I've already predetermined I don't like you.
Right.
Which is, it does not mean I will continue to dislike you. But as soon as I hear it, I'm just like, oh, God.
Because it becomes their personality.
Right.
Your personality is
my
vegan
friend. If you see someone in Seattle wearing a jacket on a 75-degree day, a big jacket, chances are they're visiting from Texas. Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure, man. Yeah. It's freezing here.
I would say
absolutely freezing here.
I would say a stereotype in the Northwest, too. Like, I have a hard time going almost anywhere without the weather, without a zip-up hoodie, either, like, in my hand or in my backpack.
You have
That's
to.
That's
what we
do. You got to be ready for it.
Yeah.
You do. Let's go to Kentucky real quick.
By the way, for the record, I just want to state, I do like beer. I love soft pretzels and sausages.
I like orange soda fried chicken.
Yeah,
I don't feel bad about it. Sorry.
Right. Yeah.
Which I love orange soda and fried chicken, too.
No, but I'm black.
It's a stereotype for me. Miles eats more watermelon than anybody I know.
Mayonnaise belongs in every sandwich.
And biscuits. And, well, me too. I mean, I'm as white as mayonnaise.
I love potato salad.
Yep.
I love mayonnaise.
Hell yeah. But Miracle Whip can suck it.
Yeah, for real.
For days, man. Let's go.
There's certain things.
Now,
see, I have no problem with Miracle Whip. But I'm a black man.
Wow. Yeah.
See, but I'm a white guy that doesn't like yogurt. So there are some times where... Because you're a white guy. Because
it doesn't really...
If you were a white chick and said that, I would be like, huh. Because guys are always kind of...
Okay.
I feel like guys will eat yogurt. They'll say, like, it doesn't taste bad. It is fine. But there's some... It's either nutritional or some medical value to it, right?
Correct.
Because I want to get my gut. And they go, like, this is the best way to get my gut health because it doesn't taste bad. Where I've met white chicks that are like, I straight up like yogurt. If there's some health benefit to it, cool.
That's my number, girl.
I just like yogurt.
Yep.
We got a Murray, Kentucky. Murray, Kentucky.
Come on, are you serious?
I swear to God. You know what college is there?
Murray State.
That's right.
You know they're in the College World Series.
I'll be damned.
I mean, we were just talking. I did not know Miles on the score from. And I was like, oh, Murray State's in Kentucky. Murray.
A Kentucky man known by locals as Cowboy Cody was taken into custody after he allegedly released a raccoon into a crowded bar on Friday.
Cowboy Cody.
According to the authorities, 40-year-old Jonathan Mason of Murray, he was arrested after police say he released the raccoon in a bar, which resulted in one person being bitten. It gets more Kentuckian as this goes along, all right? So, police respond to the business 9:18 in the evening after receiving reports of a disturbance. So they found Mason driving, and they initiated a traffic stop. But the suspect allegedly refused to roll his window down or exit the vehicle, which prompted officers to have to forcibly remove him from the car. Now, authorities later learned someone had been bitten by the raccoon and Mason had been previously warned to not enter the property. So he was taken to the jail. Mary Hafner. Okay, Mary Hafner is a bartender at the business. And she spoke to the New York Post, telling the publication that Mason had apparently trapped a raccoon earlier in the day on his farm, and he'd been carrying it around with him in the back of his car.
That's the weird part.
She says, I'm a bartender, so you know I've seen crazy stuff in my time, but nothing like this. Hafner explained that Mason lives alone on a farm in the area, and he's been known to cause trouble at local bars in the past. She said Mason had already been drinking when he turned up at her bar that day, and he was banned due to a previous incident involving a mule. Hafner said that Mason had always liked her, so she attempted to convince him to leave.
Mm-hmm.
He said to me, oh, I see how it is. They sent a pretty face out here to distract me.
Yes.
According to the New York Post, Mason allegedly turned to the bar moments later with the raccoon and released it into the establishment. It was more scared than anything, Hafner said, regarding the animal. Hafner told the New York Post that another employee attempted to apprehend the raccoon by grabbing its tail. He was bitten by the animal.
Bad idea, man.
So he had to go to the hospital and get a rabies shot. But Hafner, again from Kentucky, said she was able to corner the raccoon with a towel and throw it outside. Quote, I ain't no city slicker. I'm a Kentucky girl. I had no problem catching him. By the way, it was reported in December that Mason had been arrested after he turned up at Tap 216 already drinking and riding a mule into the bar. As soon as he got into the bar, he jumped off and started whipping a bullwhip at other patrons.
All right, the whip is a little much.
He was asked to leave, but refused. Was later arrested. Again, the woman said,
more Mason becomes intoxicated, the worse his treatment of horses becomes.
Oh.
I don't know what that's all about either. Either way, our question, what do you do that perfectly fits your stereotype? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Fog. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how you doing?
Hola.
Boy, I can barely hear you guys.
Okay. You got us now, Fog?
Just go ahead.
Yeah, I got you. It's the Fog.
Okay.
What happened?
I'm the effing old guy, and I act like it. Oh, growing up, they blah, blah, blah. I had candy for 5 cents. I remember when that building wasn't even there.
How old are you?
I remember listening to Leave It to Beaver 1980.
Well, how old are you?
59.
Okay. Yeah, that's about right.
Explains why you can't hear us.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, dumbass.
Got a hair on my head.
Okay.
Old ass man.
Yeah.
I try not to do that.
Oh, I find myself doing it.
But you can't. I'm already doing it. Because you have a memory of things being, where, I don't know, especially having kids. You know, they'll ask you for money for something. And even though they're buying the same thing I bought at that age, you cannot believe the cost. And that's what my son will hear. You know, he wants to get a Snickers bar. And it's like, how is this $2.75? Man, honest to God, it was 25 mm-hmm. freaking concert tickets. Mm-hmm. He did not go, but he wanted to see, is it Tyler, the Creator, whoever's here a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, Kendrick was here.
Kendrick. All right, so we were thinking for a birthday gift, we might do this for the kid. So my wife, she's looking at all the ticket prices. She texted me. She was like, right, and we're a little bit closer to the show at this point. She's like, $600. I'm like, that's not a birthday gift.
No.
The first concert I went to, and I explained this to him, and I realized I just sound like an old man because I am. And he understood. He's like, dude, don't spend $600. And I said, the first concert I went to, Grandmommy and Pop, I had to fight with them for a week just to get the money to go see Kiss. How much was it? I said $13.50. And he started dying of laughter. He's like, I got more than that in my wallet. I'm like, I know, right. But that's how much it cost back then.
Yes. Yeah.
I will say, in people's defense now, one of the tough things is that inflation just keeps going up.
Yeah.
But salaries don't match inflation's rate.
Not even remote.
So I think people almost bitch about more money nowadays than they used to.
You do. I mean, you look at the cost of anything based on your earnings. It's like it costs significantly more now, right? Even relative to your income. When did hidden fees begin, right? So I can go back and say my concert tickets were cheap, right? You can add inflation to that. It's still not $600. But I don't recall my parents bitching about quote-unquote hidden fees. Like when I told them, hey, the ticket costs $13.50. They did not want to spend that, and trust me, they went back and forth. By the way, it was probably the best behaved week for my teenage years because I really, really, really wanted to go to the show.
Who was it?
It was Kiss. Oh. Right? First time I'm going to see him at Kiss. It's the band I grew up with, so $13.50. That is exactly what they paid. Because I feel like now, if I bought a $600 ticket for What's-His-Face, it would have cost $750.
Yeah.
Right, and that's the one difference I see now, that as a kid, I don't remember that being the case.
And
the
cost convenience was the cost. Fee goes up with the price of the ticket as well, which I call BS on it. Like, even if it's like software or whatever it is that you're using to do your tickets online, that convenience fee should be stagnant. Why in the hell does it keep going up and down with the price of the ticket?
Where else am I going to buy it?
Right.
But it's not.
It's like you force everybody to do everything online and through apps, and then go, there's a convenience fee. It's like, look, I'll walk down to the goddamn bank and get the money out, walk in and pay this.
I'll go to Will Call.
Let me. Then you charge me a convenience fee.
Right. Jesus. It drives me apps. But again, my kids, all they know are convenience fees.
I got a box of piss out.
Yeah. So the problem is, when I bitch about convenience fees, my kids look at me like, how old are you? Everything has a convenience fee. And I kind of look. I know everything has a convenience fee, but it never did before. That's why I'm mad.
I get excited to go to bed early.
Hell yeah.
I'm like, you know what, man? 10 o'clock, I'm cashing it in.
That's early?
Well, to me it is.
Oh, man. 8:30.
8:30? Well, depends on the day. I also have a fun time, old man thing. Like, I'm not a get-off-the-lawn guy. I'm a roll-down-the-window-and-scream-at-other-motorist person.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
So I do that a lot. I mean, like, I cannot tell you how many people I've seen on their phone this week. And I roll down the window when they're not, get off your phone! My other one is, please to God, stay in your lane.
For real.
I thumb them down.
Yeah.
Get off your phone. You suck. You know, sound like that guy. Like, who? What am I, the police? No, I'm just an old man pissed off in their car driving around. When people aren't paying attention, I get angry.
I'll even do it when I'm going back to my dad's place. You know, he still lives in Enumclaw, and so I'll go from Tacoma there, and I won't go up through Auburn. I'll take the back way through Bonnie Lake.
And every time I go through there now, I feel like there's another freaking light that I got to stop at.
Gotcha.
And I end up sounding like the old man, like, I remember when this place had three freaking stoplights through here.
Yeah, I mean, you can't help it. If it's more of an inconvenience to you or costs you more, you're going to bitch about it.
Right.
And then the thing that drives me nuts, especially with the kids, because they're all streaming in YouTube, right?
Sure.
So the idea of a commercial
absolutely
makes them lose their mind. Keep on, he'll watch something on YouTube. It's a 15-second ad. I don't know how YouTube does its algorithm because it cuts right in the middle of whatever he's watching. But still, he's like, oh, God. I'm like, the commercial's over before you're done bitching about it. And I would explain to him, man, seriously, like, me and your mom were growing up, you didn't have all these options, but you had to sit through a commercial break.
Right.
And it's just so...
That was your time to pee, grab a soda,
so
or
he'll
popcorn.
Retro-watch some shows that we grew up watching.
Yeah.
But if it's a show that's on live TV that he now likes, because he rarely watches anything live, when it goes to commercial break, he loses his freaking mind. And like anything, they're going to put a commercial break to create the cliffhanger, right? And that, why do they do that? I said, so that you sit through the commercial break.
It is funny,
though. That's so unfair. That's crap.
Even for him, though, you don't give it a second thought when it's sports.
No.
You just start singing, whopper, whopper.
One from the text. I'm an electrician, overweight white guy with facial hair. I have at least one DUI and at least one failed relationship. For some reason, I have to critique other people's work.
Yeah, we understand. We know what's going to happen.
What do you do that perfectly fits your stereotype? 206-803-ROCK.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.